USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues as another record was set. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. Rio Grande, Texas Mayor Joe Villarreal is calling on lawmakers to put their political differences aside to fix the immigration system.
The United States of America, the greatest country in the world, lacks the political will to address immigration reform. And instead, what do we have? Democrats and Republicans engaging in asinine political mudslinging.
President Biden returned to the White House after his week-long vacation in South Carolina. He now will sign a reconciliation bill and then head to his Delaware home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Flooding is causing havoc in another state.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia declared a state of emergency for Kanawha and Fayette counties due to heavy rainfall Monday, which caused significant flooding that damaged over 100 homes, bridges, and roads throughout the counties. The storm also resulted in downed trees, power outages, and disruption to portable water systems. Over 20 people had to be rescued from their homes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A problem with the seatbelts in the third row of GM's large SUVs is leading to a recall from the automaker. The issue covers around 500,000 Chevy Suburban and Tahoe models, the Cadillac Escalade and GMC Yukon from the 2021 and 2022 model years. There have been no reports of issues so far, and owners will begin to be notified of the repair process in late September. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
In Newport Richey, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking about the state's evolving approach to education. He says the updated curriculum will help students learn American civics and how the nation differs from systems like communism.
Making sure that people, students, have an understanding of what it means to be an American, understanding where our rights come from, understanding how the Constitution is structured, understanding how all those ideas have been important in various periods of American history.
A website dispute is still being worked out in Massachusetts.
Officials in Newton, Massachusetts are investigating a former employee they accuse of shutting down the police website during a pay dispute. The mayor says a former employee, the police department's IT director, took down the department's website in late June and July. According to the Boston Globe, the website directed visitors to a message that called on them to ask the mayor to restore it. Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the employee controls access to the website and has not turned it over to the city. A new department website is now live. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A former Los Angeles County fire captain had trouble keeping himself composed while testifying in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash photo trial. Brian Jordan walked off the witness stand three different times during his testimony Monday, saying he needed a break. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.